We have 40 of the top students, science students in the country. We have our science talents, Intel Science Talent Search. These students represent over 2,000 applicants that we receive for this competition, and they're the top science talent in our country. They're a cross-section of our country, really. You have kids from Texas, you have kids from New York, you got kids from California. You have first-generation kids, you have kids that whose parents are scientists, kids that are whose parents are not scientists. So they're just any like any other kid in the country.
And what did they do? Give us an example of someone who gets to be winnowed down from the 1,000 to the 40.
Yeah, so what these students have been able to do is demonstrate their understanding of science. And I'll give you an example. We have a student from New York who watched her house get burned down when she was 13 years old. When she was 16, she joined the volunteer firefighters, and she invented a biodegradable retardant to avoid, you know, such calamities. So we have students like that. That's the level of work and that's the level of commitment that they've made to serious scientific inquiry.
So that would be classified as applied science.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's an example of applied science. You also have some really cool math projects that I can't really explain to you what they are. But all these students get the opportunity to interact with each other, with their peers, and also top scientists, those that serve as our judges.
Now, why does Intel hold this event in Washington and not Silicon Valley?
That's a really good question. A lot of people don't know that for as a company, 3/4 of our manufacturing is in the U.S. And so we see our priority here is to help the U.S. become or stay as a leader of innovation. D.C. is a great place to bring kids that can demonstrate what our country is capable of doing. And these kids certainly are. Every one of them is a good example of what is good about our country and how innovation can really flourish, even at the high school level.
Now, you are the U.S. Education Director. So what does that mean for a manufacturer and worldwide company like Intel?
Like I said, for us, we focus on how do we get more kids interested in math and science. How do we get them to do more science, right? One of the problems that we have in this country is, I think there was a recent survey that came out, about 40 to 50% of kids do not do hands-on science. You can't really learn science without doing science. You can't really learn what an engineer does without really building stuff. And so this competition for us represents what kids can do when they're given an opportunity to pursue their interest, to do a project, and to really, you know, get passionate about something that they care about.
Now, this is Washington, so Congress is here and U.S. public policy is set here, and we spend billions of dollars a year on education in the United States for one form or another. Does any of it, in your opinion, translate to the betterment of the ability of kids to do science nationally?
I think there's, as a country, I think there are pockets of excellence. What's missing is, and I use this example a lot, is if we look at the athletic model, right? If we have a student that can throw a 90-mile an hour fastball, it doesn't matter where that student lives, we'll find that student, right? So we're very good at that. It's the same analogy for scientific talent, right? If we have a student that has a scientific talent, we ought to be able to develop that scientific talent. The problem in this country is that we don't have enough opportunities for kids to really explore that interest, right? When you have 40% of kids that are not doing hands-on science, they don't know if they're good at it, and they don't know if they're passionate about it. So I think from a policy perspective, any policy that helps kids get close to and doing actual science is a good thing.
Now, there's been a STEM effort in the Department of Education in the last couple of years. Is it too early, or do you see any payoff from that in the entries you get or in references?
I think the momentum is positive. We're also part of the president's STEM initiative when he launched Change the Equation. We're one of the founding companies. There's over 100 companies, and we all share the same vision in terms of how do we get more kids into the field, into doing math and science work. I think that the piece that needs a little bit more work is to get kids exposed to, like I said, is doing science and also the field itself in terms of what is it that you would do if you invest all this time and energy, right? If you talk to these kids, they spend a lot of time on their projects. What's the payoff at the end of the day? right? And so having that explained to kids, and having professionals, right, companies, representatives, people in the community take the time to explain that to kids, I think it's one of the key ingredients that we have to do.
We're speaking with Carlos Contreras. He's the U.S. Education Director for Intel, and Congress is here, too, and you have kids from all over the country, and you say many, many states and territories. Do you take the opportunity to educate members of Congress a little bit on the importance of science?
Yeah. So one of the activities that we do during the week that was actually today was we took the students to meet their senator or their representatives. And so they got a chance to talk about their work. And a lot of the members of Congress were very, very curious about the work. And when the students start to describe it, they just kind of, the expectations in terms of what a student can do just get blown away, because of just the level of expertise that these students and the poise that they have. It's just really cool to watch them as, you know, make the point about, hey, you know, I'm here and this is what I represent and this is the level of excellence that I have achieved. So it's neat.
And they also get to meet someone from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, I understand.
That's right. Earlier today, the students got the opportunity to meet with President Obama, and he had some, you know, keep going, a lot of really positive messages for the students, and they were all fired up. They were all checking the White House website in the afternoon to see the pictures and stuff. So that was definitely a highlight for them today.